It's all at the end of the day, making sure that you are not killing yourself working in this industry to make minimum wage. And if you're not careful, that's what you're going to end up doing, making less than minimum wage, killing yourself and stressing over other things. So if you are going to be in this and build a business, you darn well need to make a lot of money to make it worth it.
Always ask why. Why is this the way it is?
The whole goal is to rise the industry, to grow it.
Yeah, don't worry about giving us credit, guys. We're not here for that.
If it grows the industry, that's what makes me happy. Well,
when you first said it, I was going to hang up.
It's not a race you want to win.
Yeah, you're going to lose because it'll be too cheap. You'll be working for like McDonald's money. Otto Minter, onto our show from Alibana.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on board.
Okay, we'll take 20.
I can't do math. I'm a beauty professional.
Yeah, thank you. Panning, I do teeth whitening. I'm like, okay, there's some point where you got to draw a line.
My biggest concern is longevity and making sure that you've got the best possible mechanical fit. If you're looking for a lash podcast that will challenge how you do lashes, build you up, and help you create a business that not only thrives, but allows you to live a life you're proud of, you've come to the right place.
This is LashCast, your friend in the lash industry. Coming to you from the City Roses, this is a broadcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Today, we are going to take a little break from the UV series. In fact, over these next couple weeks, we're going to be taking a few breaks because basically we have all this great content, but we also have other things going on like basically LashCon ticket sales coming up. And so soon we're going to be doing a few episodes really sharing lessons learned from last year and what are we doing this year at LashCon. We can't give you all the details, but we're going to give you a lot. And so we'll be taking some of these little breaks. But today we're going to take a break to talk about something we did with PLA, and that is we are partnering with them for a business masterclass. In fact, we did this last year in the fall, or maybe it was the summer. We did basically a two-day masterclass. It was a huge hit, sold out. And then we decided to record a lot of the content online so that there's an online version. And now we're coming back this year with two dates in May and November for now what we'll call a three-day class, not two. It was just not enough time. Actually, the 2 days we did, we ended up going like 10, 11, 12 hours. It was just too much going on. So we're going to spread out a little bit more and give you some more time. So anyhow, Michelle's on today's episode to talk about that. We will come back and probably do a couple UV episodes and LashCon and then wrap up. So hopefully sometime in April, the UV talks will be over. And even as we're recording, by the way, we're still learning new things. It's been actually kind of cool. And so we're going to continue to learn. And we now have bought total 5 systems of the UV lights, and we're trying and testing them, and we're hoping to give you more details on that. That'll be at the end of this whole conversation with UV towards probably earlier mid-May, April. We'll break it down. Tess will share her kind of how it worked out, how it panned out, which ones worked, which ones didn't, what she likes, what she doesn't like. And I think it's going to be extremely educational and helpful for all of you who are on that UV bubble right now, trying to decide what to do. But for today, we get to take a break and we get to talk about really something that we were very excited to be part of last year. And this year, we loved it so much, we're going to do it twice. And that is the PLA Lash Business Masterclass. So all of this is going to be all those details. But before we get into that, real quick, let's do some announcements.
It's time for announcements.
All right, we have LashCon tickets going up for sale March 26th. Mark your calendar. Be there. Be square. Yeah, and also, by the way, if you want a VIP, I think there's a decent chance we'll sell out because we're halfway there already. So you definitely want to get in as soon as possible, get your VIP. Also, we are looking for sponsors. We sold 75% of our sponsorships at this point. So we still have some room for you. So if you've been on the bubble or been wanting to know about it, please reach out to me at paul@lashcast.com. We'll send you the sponsor deck and let you know of the opportunities you can be part of. We also have the Clubhouse relaunching again on April 8th. So if you missed out the first round, we've been going through for a month now. Really excited. Been talking about a whole bunch of cool stuff. You can jump in with us in April. That will be April 8th is when we open the doors for just 1 week to take signups. And then we go back to business with Clubhouse. Tustany's retention course is going to be in Kansas City, April 13th, 14th, $1,700. Maybe the last time we ever do a two-day course. As we've said before, we recorded all the theory so we can make it into a one, I guess, like an online theory course with a one-day in-person training. So April 13th, 14th in Kansas City, $1,700. Go to the link in the bio and you can get your tickets. Last Boss Summit is coming up April 26th, 27th. We're going to be there speaking about sales of all things. Actually, really excited about that. It's a new topic for us to talk about, but something we've done a lot of thinking and a lot of practice on. So we'll share all our stuff that we've learned there. And then, of course, we have the PLA Business Master Course that is on May 6th to 8th in Reno, and that's going to be $1,000. And then we're going to be at the course on June 16th in New York City. Tusney, Tress Larson, Michelle Wynn, and Ali Lilly are all teaching. Basically, it's a one-day masterclass on lashes. So if you are in the East Coast or anywhere, you can go, and we'll have that also in the show notes where you can get your tickets for that. And then also, I'll just give you a little preview. We're going to be in Vegas for the PBA, what is that? IBS show or IECSC show. We've been doing this. Will be our third annual Vegas party that we're going to be doing along with Shelby from Last Boss Radio. So, and oh yeah, one more. I forgot. American Last Association. Guys, we had basically Christine on recently, but you should, if you didn't listen to that podcast episode, you should know the American Last Association is the group that's representing you. They're here for you. And you can get 25% off their fees or their costs, which is really like 80 something. It's only $63 if you use LashCast. $63 for a year, and you get all these free classes and all these other bonuses, and it's only going to get better. As more people join, the more power and more resources you're going to have, and you're going to get so much more. All right. So much going on. This is the busy time. Between now, I feel like, and LashCon, it's a sprint. After that, things calm down for a few months, but we're in it. We're in it for you guys. We love doing this stuff, and hopefully we'll be seeing you guys at some of these events in the coming months. So let's get now to our interview where we bring Michelle Wynn into the studio, virtual studio that is, and we talk about really the details and the meat of what is going to be taught in the business masterclass. So I don't want you to just buy blindly and just say, oh yeah, whatever, it's something. We really break it down. Who are the different speakers? What are the topics they're going to cover? Just so that you can feel like, is this for you? Is it not for you? So you can make a good choice to come. And you can come to the in-person one for only $1,000. Or you can, if you decide, and you can also see, if you go to their website, PLA's website, you'll see that there's a online version that's only $4.99. You don't get all the same perks. I mean, in person always gonna be better, but that's tough because you have to travel to Reno. It costs more, and you have to do it all in a short period of time. The nice thing about the online class is you can go at your own pace. And while it won't cover all the things, it covers a lot of the stuff. So don't feel like it's a bad option. It just depends on where you are in your business journey and what you can afford and what you can do. If you need to save a little money, take the online one, get that going, and then maybe down the road you can come and hang out with us in person. Hopefully after this year, we'll keep it going. And it's something that we really loved. It's always fun to hang out with people in person and really answer their questions and hear their stories and their pain points and really helpfully, and not hopefully, but then really be able to tailor-make answers for them for their specific to their situation. And that's what that is all about for those 3 days. So, all right, let's get the episode with Michelle and you'll get to hear more details.
Hey, Smart Cookies, so excited.
We are so excited.
So excited because guess who we're talking to today?
Who, Tuss?
Dear friend, Michelle Nguyen, the CEO of PLA. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you for having me again today. I was on your podcast last year and I had a blast. And I feel like this could be one of my therapy sessions too, because sometimes if I'm stuck and I don't know what to do, I call Paul or Tuss and I say, I have this problem, or I took plus class where I learned so much about retentions and all of the things I never really knew before, contact dermatitis and all of this stuff. So I'm super excited and honored and flattered that you guys have me on the podcast again.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
What's special? You know how we always say this podcast is for lash artists because we work alone in a room. A lot of times,
I don't.
You're out there hooting and hollering. Yeah. But it's really cool to connect with people that know what you're talking about, know the pain points, can share those things. And so I'm super thankful for this friendship because it's like we are in the same sphere. We do slightly different things, but we know each other's pain points. And it's just fun to, it's not fun. It's wonderful when you can have a relationship where other people see you and you can share.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I just love about our friendship.
Well, last time we had Michelle on, we really heard about how she built her business, PLA story and all that. And that was really cool. And hopefully if you haven't, stop right now and go back and listen to the episode. I should have looked it up, which episode it is, but I'll put that in the show notes. But it was really good because Michelle has done something pretty unique, guys, in this industry. And that is start a brand really in the middle of the COVID season and blow up and become one of the leading brands in our industry in a very quick, short period of time. I know it's like everyone's dream. Like that is something that I'm sure a lot of people right now, even listening, man, my brand hasn't gotten there. It's okay. Maybe your day is tomorrow. We all have different paces. We're not in a race here.
All in different seasons.
And we're in different seasons. But she's done some pretty special things. And I think it's because she's a very special person and has built a very special team. We've gotten to be there once. We got to see their place and meet. We've actually been there twice now. And saw all the people at their place. And it is a really unique place. It's like the Disneyland for lashes.
I think so.
Yeah, it really is magical. But anyhow, that all said, we're really excited to have you on, Michelle, to talk about the masterclass that we did together last year, and we're bringing it back this year and expanding it. And I thought it'd be really helpful for people who are like wondering, like we got a lot of listeners who come to the premiere shows and come to all this different stuff that we do, but we would love to see some of you at come out to Reno. Cause I think these are possibly the three best business focused days you could spend this year if you really want to level up your business.
It's like a little degree, like a little Harvard or like a little Stanford, right? Yeah, it is, because it's everything and it's everything that you need.
So maybe Michelle, first you can tell us what was the inspiration, why you guys decided to go, and then let's break it down what it is and why people should be looking into it.
When we decided last year to bring in the masterclass, I have a lot of people DM me almost daily, every other day, some lash brand owners, some salons owners, some lash artists, and say, hey, Michelle, I am stuck here. What should I do next? I'm making this long, big decisions of signing a lease for my salon. I am trying to make the next jump in my career. And do you think I should do this and this? Then I really look back in my lashing journey or owning a salon journey or brand journey. And then I realize I'm like, wow, someone should put all of this together and then put out the steps of how you do it, how you can do it and avoid being ripped up along the way. Make sure that you do it legally. Make sure that the IRS not one day knocking on your door and go like, hello, you need to pay for all of this stuff. And I think a lot of lash artists are entrepreneur. You start out as a lash artist and you don't really think one day you're going to own a business. But if you are a lash artist working for yourself, you are owning a business and you don't really have a business background. I didn't have a business background, so I did a lot of missteps. Now that I look back and I'm like, I can't believe I did that. So I brainstormed among my team who are all professional in their field. Caitlin McInnich, who's our VP of marketing. Jeff Heider, he is our controller. Our CPA, Trevor, who single-handedly, restructures PLA for the better financially. And then I came to my trusted friend, Paul and Tess, and I say, who are better to teach in this group to really put in years collectively between all of us? You have probably about 40, 50 years of experience running a business, building multiple businesses. Jeff's been in business for 35, 37 years. And we all own a business of some sort, and majority of us are lash related. And then we put this class together. I thought it would be like a one and done, because I really did it to see how people would accept it, see if people would learn anything from it. And I don't know if I would have planned to redo it again, let alone put it online. We actually now have a version of it online. If you can't make it, so you can do it. But after I did that class and I shared this with some people, I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. We had probably about like 15 people came to the class last time. And then after the class, we came back and three people messaged me and said, I quit my job, Michelle. Thanks to your class, I quit my job. I'm like, wait, what happened? What? And then they go, we learned too much. Now we have to, what we learn is what we're doing is not working. And I figure out a way that, learning everything from the masterclass that I could do this better. And I'm not structuring my business right, or the structure that I'm working for a business is not the best for me. So we came back from the class. Three people quit their job, by the way. Two people signed a new lease for the new locations, and they were working for someone before. And then we actually had an occasion where a couple of people owned a business and went to our class, came back and restructured their business on how they paid the employee, how they do all of the things. I saw the positive impact that the class had on the people that went to the class, and they said, this one thing that me, Tess, and Paul really share is the heart to really serve the lash industry, where we really want to not just sell you a product, but help making the lash artist lengthen the longevity of their career financially, health-wise, all of this stuff. So that's why we decided to put the class online and now have it again in person. Kaylin, me, and Paul, I think, all thought that we would teach our portion of the class, which is 2-3 hours each for each person, and we would be able to do all the other things, catch up on our emails, work. Paul work on LashCon, Kaylin work on her marketing, because we all have jobs outside of their class. Obviously, nobody left.
Yeah.
Nobody did. We all just hung out.
It was a group teaching session because we were tag team.
It was like these chemical explosions. Dynamic things happen. You talk to one person and you get the spark going, and you turn around and you talk to another person. And we just all stayed in that room, and it was like dynamism. It was like mechanics that were like happening that was just amazing.
And also what I liked is that we did give different perspectives, because we've been in this industry for a long time, but we've all done things a little differently. So there were times where Michelle would say something, and I'd be like, I disagree. I'd be like, that is one way you can do it, but let me give you another perspective. And the same thing with, I remember with Caitlin, with me, I said something, Caitlin, like, no, actually, that's not quite right. And she was like, well, here's another take on that. And it was like, it was a very polite disagreement.
It was great.
Like one up in each other. It was just like, but we had different perspectives, different experiences, and which I think it made a much more full spectrum feedback. It wasn't just my way. Here's my only way you should do things. It was like, here's some options on what you can do.
It was like iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
There's many ways you can do things to get to your final goal. And I think the class that we taught was a really great example of that, where it gathered a lot of professionals in the field where they've done it, and then some other people have done it different way, where we can come in and offer options, right? This is the pro and con of things. And I think one of the reason why I myself didn't leave the class at all. I was there for the full 2 days. And by the way, we started at like 9:30, planned to end at 5. It goes from 9:30 to almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
it did.
We don't, basically no dinner.
We just kept going.
Nobody left. Everyone just stay and ask more questions. And then when you do it in person, we're able to answer questions that tailor more to your specific scenario. What are you doing? What are you going through? So I think that was amazing. I myself learned tons of new things too, where I know I talked to Paul and Tess. I mean, Jeff and Caitlin work for PLA, and Corinne work for PLA. And we have Trevor, who is my personal like CPA, but I still feel like every time that they open their mouth and talk about something that I haven't heard them talk about, because it didn't apply to my scenario, I learned something new. So it was definitely a very eye-opening class for me as an instructor. So I'm really excited. And I think there's nothing like that in the lash industry. Not to say it because it's my class, but I take a lot of classes, our class, but I take a lot of class in the industry. And I think most brands teach technicality, right? Like how to make a sand, how to do classic, how to isolate, how to do everything. And nobody teach them how to make the bottom line to be better.
Yeah.
Just because bring in $100,000 a year doesn't mean that you have $100,000. And most lash artists come back and say, like, I work so hard. I make a lot of money. I make more money than my husband. Why am I broke? And most people don't understand that. I myself, the first 5 years of my career, couldn't believe how much money I make. And then couldn't believe how much money I ended up with at the end of the year. Very poor money management.
Absolutely. And I think this class, which was, by the way, we're expanding. It was 2 days. Now, this coming year, we decided 2 days wasn't enough. Our goal is not to go from like 9 till 8 every day. That's just a very long day. So if we spread it out for 3 days, they're a little more manageable. But it was a real high. And I'm glad that we're doing it, because I do feel like, yes, most businesses right now, when they teach lashes, in fact, you see this all the time. You go to lash training and they'll be like, we're going to teach you about lashes and basically marketing, or really social media, not even marketing. It's usually social media, Instagram, TikTok. And that's great. We need that. But there's so much more to the business. I feel like if you're only learning how to do lashes and maybe a little social media, you only got 50% of the solution there. The other 50%, you're not even thinking or talking about. And that's about how to manage your money, how to budget, how to price your services correctly, how to, if you want to grow your business, how to set it up correctly as an S corp or independent, or do you do C corp or do you do LLC? Like, there's all these things, because Michelle has her hands in so many things. She has all the right resources and people she can pull in who are experts in their field to help you with that. So maybe we should go into this. Let's break down, what are the different types of things and the experts you have? What are they going to teach? And yeah, let you start with that.
Everyone we brought into the masterclass teach what they specialize in. So for me, I taught the part where you would come in, if you would want to open a salon, what would it take to open a salon? How do you get ahead of the game and actually pick a location that is going to be most successful instead of just go down the street and pick whatever and try to build a clientele that way? Location is so important in building a business. And that's not just a Russian salons too. And we have a couple really evidence example. We had two salons, two in very different locations. One does exceptionally well and one really struggles having the same staff, the same ownership. So we go into how do you win before you even start, right? Make sure that you pick something that works well. And what does that entail? How do you negotiate your lease? How do you get into running a successful, profitable business? How do you maintain your staff? Hiring your staff is just the beginning. It's 10% of it. How do you keep them happy? How do you develop them? And then how do you make money? It's all at the end of the day, making sure that you are not killing yourself working in this industry to make minimum wage. And if you're not careful, that's what you're going to end up doing. Making less than minimum wage, killing yourself and stressing over other things. So if you are going to be in this and build a business, you darn well need to make a lot of money to make it worth it.
Yeah, most lash artists, I've seen so many surveys in my life now in the last 6 years. The weird thing that most people don't realize, most lash artists make between probably 30 and 50,000. That's the average
income. Most people
income.
Are doing it part-time.
Most are probably doing it part-time.
And that's fine.
And that's okay. But it's not like, and people always say, oh, you're making, people are making big money. Most are not. And part of it also, I think, is just a lot may don't know how to get to that next step. And a lot of it is setting up a business that has good budgeting, has good finances, isn't hugely in debt. And you're going to learn those things so that you can, if you want to grow from that, let's say you're making $40,000 right now, like, but I really want to go to that next level. I think you're going to learn a lot about the numbers and the finances. And especially if you want to go and have a salon eventually. Michelle had a huge, I think maybe one of the biggest salons I've ever known in the lash industry, where they go over 40 staff. And that's not normal. Usually if you hear a lash salon, they're like, oh, we had four or we had two. And so there's a lot of knowledge there that Michelle shares. So that's one area. So, well, do you teach anything else, or that's your thing? And then who are some of the other players that you bring in?
So we brought in Jeff. Jeff Heider is our controller.
Papa Jeff.
Papa Jeff, who we endearingly call Papa Jeff. Anytime I talk about Jeff, I think about him not just an employee of PLA. I consider Jeff my mentor, whether he likes it or not. I come to him and ask for advice almost daily. And he really was the one that teach me the difference of not just bringing in a tons of money, but how do you make sure that at the end of the day, after all your expenses and taxes, how much do I really make? And it's really crazy, because if you think someone say, hey, I bring in 100 grand, like I make 100 grand a year, I make six figures, you would think that they be making six figures, but after taxes, expense and stuff, and they pay and they really only make $35,000 a year or $40,000 a year. That's very common in our industry. Majority of lash artists I know, myself included, don't have an idea how a dollar works. Or don't have an idea how do we make that dollars to grow into $3. Most lash artists just worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Who am I seeing tomorrow? Do I have money for rent next month? And they don't think about when I'm 55 or 60, how am I going to retire? And I'm hoping you're not lashing when you are 65. And if you do, that's by choice, not because you have to. And if you don't get ahead of it very early on, that's where you're going to be stuck with. Some people say, like, wait, I'm 65. I love lashing. Good for you. Most people don't love lashing at 65. Most people want to have somewhat of an options of, hey, if I want to do this and that. So that's what Jeff does. Jeff really helps you look at your finances, help figuring out how much money do you make, how much money do you really walk away with, and how do you do investment in long term. And that's what he's done for PLA. He also helped a lot with structuring company and help growing employees. If Jeff didn't work for PLA, I would have paid $5,000 an hour to talk to him. Where the advices he has really given me really changed PLA's life. And I don't say that lightly. I think PLA would have been in a very different boat had Jeff not joined our company, given a really rough year of 2023, where most slash artists listening right now probably feel it in 2023, where they've seen a downturn. Most brands come talk to me about, God, they lose about 40% of their business. And thanks to him being very strategic on how we run business, we've been able to ride through that wave. And I want him to, I beg to make him, I'm like, to please teach everything that our lash artists, because at some kind of level, we're going through the same inflation challenges every day. So he's amazing, and you guys are going to love him.
Yeah, I love Jeff. Really generous, sweet guy, down to earth, but he does share a lot of stuff that I don't think anyone's ever heard in the lash industry. I'm actually looking forward to sit down and listen again, because I feel like I'll learn more again, because most things you have to hear many times before it finally sinks in. So he's great.
You guys teach a really big part in a masterclass too that I didn't really see a lot of people teach. And I think if you own a salon, you can't miss the part that Paul and Tess teach, which will resonate with so many people. And it really helped you level up in this industry, right? A lot of people can be lash artists. And then why does someone go to a salon that they would pay $300 for a set? And why would someone go to a salon that pays $75 for a set? The lashes itself doesn't necessarily have to be that much different, a whole nother level. I think it's just what you guys do for your salon really set you apart and make you the elite salon of the industry.
Yeah. We're raising Tessa's prices right now. So a new set for her went from 405 to, gosh, my mind just went blank because it's been, she basically we're charging, well, yeah, here's an example, 435. So she's now charging 435 for a new set. And it's funny, as we tell everyone her price change, no one cares.
We were expecting to lose some people, but
we're trying to lose some people.
That's why we're doing it, right? I love lashing, but there are more demands on my time, and I want to do more serving the community.
Yeah.
So we realized we should have raised them more, or yeah, we're going to have to raise them again.
We didn't do it enough. We raised it $10 from $135 an hour to $145 an hour, and we realized it should probably have been a $20 raise. We would at least, I think we would have lost some, but at the same time, people don't leave because they love the experience of what it means to come and see Tustany. Lashes are important too. It's both the lashes and the experience. And that's where we really get into in our time with theirs. We really talk about the customer experience and what you can do to raise that up so that you can attract high-end clients. And it's not, it's a different mindset, because I think a lot of people, when you're young and you're trying to build your client base up, you attract people there like you. Because yeah, it's like, oh, I get other young people like me. Problem is, if you're 22 and you're getting other 22-year-olds, no offense to all my lovely 22-year-olds out there, they don't have the money that a 45-year-old CEO has or a lawyer at 50 has. They have resources that it's hard to imagine when you're 22. For them, money is not the reason why they pick something. It's about status. So they want to look good. They want to be able to have the right feel when they walk in. They want to be treated a certain way, doted on. And while they walk into your cool, hip place at 22, it's going to be a different kind of clientele. So we go into a lot of that. And that I think that really hopefully will, at least from the crowd we saw, help them see a little differently how to approach building their business so that they could charge more. Because really, you always hear this, charge more.
Charge your worth.
That's charge your worth. I almost like get tired of that rally cry, because it doesn't tell you how to do it.
How?
It just says, go do it. And everyone's like, great. But what do I do? Like, give me some steps. And we'll give you those steps too.
Because if you don't change what you are doing right now to level up the experience, you can't just come out tomorrow and say, hey, my set instead of 200, it's going to be $300. And the client's going to look at you and say, like, what the heck? Why do you think you can charge $300? But if you make the experience, we don't just sell lashes. We sell a feeling. We sell experience. We sell how it makes people feel leaving the room. And I think that's where a lot of newer lash artists doesn't really get yet. They're so focused on getting their retentions down, then mapping their stuff. To tell you a funny story, I had a lash artist that I've seen her lashes, and they're okay. I think they have a lot of room for improvement. And she's so booked. And her price is so expensive. And I can't really tell why, because I'm like, I don't get this. And this lash artist lived in my town, by the way. And then when I met her in person, I was like, I can totally tell why. She's a sweetheart. She makes you feel listened to. Like, you could lay down and tell her about your husband's problem. And I met her at her salon. I actually went there to buy something for skincare. And I bumped into her at the front desk. And she knew who I was. And she talked to me. And she spent the time. And I got a glimpse of, like, what her room looked like and stuff. It was a whole nother level of experience. And I'm like, you know what? I paid $200 to see her too. But most people don't pay attention to that detail. And when I listened to Paul and Tess talk about this class, the level of attention to detail Paul and Tess put into the business is not something that I've ever seen before in a salon. And yes, I think they would have a hard time leaving you. Clients would have a really hard time giving you. But if you give that attention to detail also to your staff, don't leave you either. And then you have lower turnover, therefore just less training time. And most people are so busy with the hustle and bustle and they can't foresee 5 days from now. And this class really helped leveling up in customer service, I would say.
Yeah. And then pricing was the other thing. We did talk about pricing because we'll tell you how to raise your prices. It's actually easy.
It's super easy.
It's super easy, but there is a process to it. It's not just go to your books and throw a dart at the board and pick a price. Like, oh, okay, I'm now charging this. That won't work.
And you don't need to, like, put signs all over the place. You don't need to send emails. You don't.
Make a lot of drama
that
way.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's not how you do it.
So we talk about that stuff. Then we also have Caitlin, who comes in, which I think between Jeff and Caitlin, I probably learned the most. But Caitlin is really a mastermind when it comes to marketing, and then she taught a lot about how to optimize your Instagram and other stuff. So we're going to teach mostly the same stuff you think, or is she going to add some new things? More marketing is great.
So from what I've seen she's doing, she's adding more of the same thing. I think she takes in surveys of what lash artists think that they need help the most and what's lacking. Most lash artists focus on growing followers, or most people right now focus on growing followers. Doesn't really understand that followers doesn't convert to money or customers. So Paul, talk a little bit about how do you find clients with no social media? And Caitlin, talk about if you use social media, this is how you get clients. It's amazing and still mind-blowing to me how many people have the Instagram that absolutely serve nothing just because of the way that they structure it, optimize it. They think they just post on a bunch of pictures and they're like, why do I not have clients? That's a right way to do it. And it's just little technicality thing that lash artists wouldn't know. Like, I didn't know that until she broke down a profile to me and said, it has to have this because of this reason. And it makes so much sense to me where if they don't know where you are, how do they book with you? And if someone look at your pictures, it may give you an extra couple like, but how does that convert to a client for you? And besides just growing followers, how do you get other clients using your phone, your computer, being different group? I love that about Caitlin, where she really has strategy to help a business grow beyond what you can do just with your talent. Because at stage and age, you have to be found. Or she'll have program where she'll talk about referral program, how you get other people to advertise for you. She used a lot of that on strategy, how to grow PLA. So I think if you own a salon or looking to own a salon or a lash brand, it really is helpful.
I remember her giving actual practical steps on how to do that and how to do it like grassroots, like DIY, like down and dirty guerrilla marketing. And I'm like, I could do that. It wasn't like I have to hire a team. It was like she shared real practical things.
Because she did help Michelle before PLA. She helped with the salon. So she even knows that world. It's not like, oh, but you only know how to sell the lash artist. And I see a lot of people, that's all they do know. I see practices being shared. Hey, how to build a business using Instagram. I'm like, that's how you build a brand. That's not how you build a salon. They're very different beasts. And if you're going to think just posting stuff that attracts lash artists is somehow going to help you get clients, you're wrong. Like, you're just going to attract lash clients. In fact, I remember, you know, when we had our business, we had like 4,000 or 5,000 followers on our Instagram. And I was so glad that most of them were local people here in San Gabriel Valley. They weren't lash artists from all over the country.
Unless you're looking to be discovered by Selena Gomez's team and become a celebrity lash artist, followers anywhere else doesn't get you anything unless you are looking at, hey, I want to be an influencer in the lash industry and partner up with 10 different brands and have them pay me for my content. But getting other followers, or especially lash writer, doesn't do anything for your business. If it does anything, it really hurts you where the algorithm doesn't push your information out to local account, where those are the people that's going to come in and look at your lashes and see them and book an appointment. So Caitlin, talk about how you use your Instagram to grow your followers, but also go use different group on local group where you would be able to get, like, go to a mom group and this is how you get your clients, and use your local network to grow your salon. If you have a salon, you have to focus on filling every single appointment spot there. And it's different with strategy of growing a brand. And most people get too caught up with all the glitz and glams of like and share and going viral. And I could tell you for a fact that so many people that goes viral in the lash industry comes to me and say, Michelle, I go viral. I have this many followers, but I'm not making money. What am I doing wrong? It's two very different things. PLA very rarely goes viral, and PLA has a modest amount of followers for how long we've been around, how many customers we have. And that's that, but our followers convert to order, to customers. Meanwhile, a lot of people, if you don't post with intentions, you can't convert. And taking this class will really show you how you take those steps to do it. And just right, Caitlin does it as in like step one, step two, step three. This is your checklist. If you take the class online, you don't have the options of getting your account be audited by Caitlin. But if you go to it in person, Caitlin require you to fill in like about, I think, 20 questions. So we can learn a little bit more about you, and she'll look over your social media, whether you have one or not. And then she give you a step-by-step plan for you to improve your social media account designated for you, written by her, which I thought was pretty cool.
No, that's
like
customized. Cool.
That's like customized work.
No one does that. They'll usually give you one example. Like, well, let's take one student. They'll show it in front of the room, and that'll be it. But the fact that I remember you had everyone submit their stuff ahead of time, so they get a really customized feedback, I thought that was awesome.
And if you don't have one, because I remember there was two people that didn't really have a work Instagram account. She gave them a map checklist of like, this is now you go home, you do this and this, and then we'll check back in. But I think it's important to learn from the expert of the people that done it. Like they walk the walk, they've done it. They've done it for multiple business, and that's why they're teaching this class. And then we have Trevor. Did you guys enjoy listening to Trevor talk?
Absolutely. Trevor is great.
Trevor came to become our CPA about a little bit over a year ago. I was in real crisis when I came to Trevor, where I was like, Trevor, I think I structured my business wrong. And he looked at it and he was just like, well, how much time do you have? And he sat down and he spelled out every single options that I have as a business owner to structure my business. And not only he asked me questions to help me save more money, but he asked me questions that I've never thought of, where he say, well, Michelle, in 5 years, would you consider selling PLA? Or Michelle, would you ever consider taking an investor? Would you consider not taking money out of PLA and just get pay as an employee? So he asked me all these questions, and then he gave me options that best suit with my lifestyle, my goal of growing PLA. And he mapped out a map for me and structured my business that if 5 years from now, I decide that I want to leave the lash industry, which I don't really, you don't know. You want to plan for all your options.
Yeah, doors open.
Right. So you have the options to do that. Then I have an options where if I have five people in my family that own my company, that owns the companies together, PLAs together, that if I go and sell the company, the first $10 million each person that owns it, each ownership percentage that you have in it, you get the first $10 million tax free. I never knew that was an option. I never knew that was an option until I talked to Trevor. I'm like, what are you talking about? I potentially could get this business sold and get the first $50 million like tax-free. And he said, yes, this is how you do it. So I think talking to people that done business of that scale is amazing. And if you told me 6 years ago, when I first started PLA in a garage, that I would be talking about that, I would probably have laughed at you and say, I'm just trying to pay for diapers. And you never really know what's in the cart for you until you go down the line. And often the moment you realize oh, wow, that is in the cart for me, it's too late, or it is very costly to be done. Help me restructure our business, which was a massive project that took over a year to do because it takes so long to like file paperwork and get all the proper documents in place. So I want you to talk, but he also deal with smaller business of salons owner where he teach you to make sure how much money you have to set out so that at the end of the year, you don't get slapped with like a $60,000 tax bill, which happened to multiple people in the last industry.
We've been there. We've had.
And then he was just like, nope, you can't spend that. This is what you're going to do. And I'll help you make that money grow, but you can't spend that money. So I want them, our students, to be able to listen to the expert of not just how to make money, but how to save money, how to make it grow, and then how to make it work for you, which is all very expensive lessons I've learned the last 3 years.
Just like Caitlin was able to say, this is like the down and dirty guerrilla warfare of marketing, Trevor talks about those real basic steps for somebody who's never been on the radar. He talks about a Roth IRA. He talks about these basic things that you can start doing, even if you are just one person.
And in simple terms, he's not there teaching like a high level college course. He knows that most of us in the room don't have a background here. So he's going to teach in a way that's very easy to digest and relatable and understandable. So, and then again, it was another one of those classes that I know I want to take it again.
Like
I
financially, like how to help set up your kids' finances, how to make sure that you've got a little nest egg growing in a way that is completely understandable and not too mathy. Right?
Yeah. I think a lot of the words or financial term planning, I never even knew it exists as a lash artist. I was just too worried about how to pay my rent next week. I didn't really know it was ever an option for me to have a plan beyond being 5 years old. And then he was able to explain it to me that you don't need a lot of money to invest in your future. You only need a very small amount. It's just the consistency and know where to put that money. Because I've heard him talk to other people where he's like, do you want to do what you are doing at 65 or 70? And majority of people say, not really. They want to see themselves sitting on a beach elsewhere or being farmed and grow chickens and all of the things. And he said, okay, in order for you to do that, this is all the step that you have to take. And you better do it in your 30, in your 40, in your 20, not in your 60. So I think he breaks it down to, and I think it's very beneficial if you're going to open a salon too.
Yeah, yeah. Everything he said was great. And then lastly, we also have, I might just went blank, HR.
Corinne.
Yeah. Which is HR again. One of those departments no one knows anything about HR is a mystery box.
I can just tell you from experience, one of the reasons why we lost our salon was because
we didn't know HR.
We didn't know HR. And just as simple as filing something or putting something in writing,
keeping good records.
We lost our business because of a very small error. So.
And it's a technicality where you would not expect the average business owners to know, right? If you have a salon of 5 people, you're not going to get HR. HR makes 90, 100 grand a year. So you're not going to pay 100 grand a year to have HR to run your salon to have 5 or 6 people. That's where the missteps happening, but also that's where you as a business owner are responsible to learn those if there's resources for you. So I highly recommend people to take the class, but look into labor law a little bit. The amount of people get sued by their employees. I could tell you how many people I know being sued right now by their employees. It would blow your mind. Often the cost of that comes at the cost of business or a lot of money and then months or years of payment planning and all of this stuff, not because aggressively or just viciously do your employees wrong. You didn't have any intentions to do that. You just didn't know
all the rules. And 83%, a study I saw this like 5-6 years ago, 83% of companies in California are out of compliance with labor law. 83%.
Yep. I'm pretty sure PLA at this early stage didn't do everything right either because we were a family-owned business. So yeah. I had an employee use their car and drive products to the post office. And now I think Jeff and Corinne will cut my head off if I do that.
Well, in California, have your employee use their phone to call you to see if they are supposed to come in, that's
violation.
A liability.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to pay them for use of the phone and you're supposed to pay them for while they're picking up the phone call to find out about the work.
Yeah, because sometimes lash artist cancellations happen. So we would let them know, hey, by the way, your first client canceled. If you don't want to come in, you don't have to, but you can because we paid hourly anyway. So we just give them the option to say, if you want to come in a little later, you can.
But and we found out
that, no, you can't be contacting them and talking on the phone about work.
Because you have to pay for them for that time. And then you also have to pay them for the usage.
For the phone usage. So we actually, towards the end, we had started paying a monthly stipend for phone. Like we'd pay, I think we paid $20 or $15-$20 a month to the staff to help offset their phone costs. Yeah. That way they would not be billed. Now, this is one of those little things that was in the lawsuit that we got hit with. Whether or not they would have won, we don't know. But we decided to go so far over the board in California. Just say, you know what? California will sue you for any reason. Oh, we really wanted to find not have anywhere in our business practice where there would be any liability. So it's a little thing. Now, most states, by the way, most people listening right now, that's probably not true in your state. This is how California works.
But it's true in a lot of states, though. So like Nevada, even in Nevada, which is a state that you have the right to work. So you can terminate employees for any reason, or you don't even have to give them a reason. Rule and law you still have to follow. And again, I'm not saying that you learn this to get around the law. I'm saying it because I know so many of you guys are sincerely want to open a salon, want to do it right by your employees, want to do all of this, but you just don't know the technicality of what you can and cannot do. Would you imagine that if you invite your employees out on dinner and say like, hey, we had a great month, let's go out for dinner, and you take them out for dinner, you pay for that dinner, you would think like, oh yes, I did a great thing, I treat my employees mm-hmm. well. You have to pay them to be there.
You do.
That they're going to be there. That blows my mind.
That was one of the things that we got filed.
The lawsuit, one of the things.
We took them out for spa day.
We didn't pay them for the spa day, even though it was optional.
And you paid for
it. Yeah. I know, we paid for it.
Yeah.
Pay us when you took us out to dinner. Yeah, you paid for the meal, but you didn't pay us to be there.
And again, these were always optional, but they didn't care. It was optional. They were like, nope, you have to pay us for that time. It's crazy.
So when it comes to technicality, I think most of us don't know it. We don't write the law. We didn't work in corporate world where we would know the law. So I think something like this, even though it's often a very basic term, number one, it's a protection for you. And number two, what I love about Corinne, and I love Corinne, is when people think of HR, they often think, oh, you're in trouble. You're in the principal's office. Then Corinne came to my company, and her number one goal is to make sure that I'm protected as a business owner. And her other goal, which is so important to her, and she comes to me every day, is how do we make this a better place to work at? And I come to her, and at first, when people pitch that to you as a business owner, you're like, yeah, they say that because it's what they're supposed to say. And then she's been here for a year. Her goal every day is to make sure our employee is as happy as they possibly could be. Because she just said, happy employees equal a happy workplace equal more productivity, and everybody wins. So when people now, at first, when she called people to her office, everyone would be like, oh my God, like, what happened? What did I do wrong? And then we all found out that she checked on an employee and said like, hey, how are you doing? I heard your mom didn't feel well. Is there anything I can do? She remembered everyone's birthday. She sent flowers. She did their favorite cake. That's the favorite part that I think we all could learn from her as an employer to make your business better. It's not all have to end up in court or be punishment. And the end goal is you got to make them happy to work there in order for your business to work. So I learned a tons about them, and I'm hoping that whoever take the class will find that very valuable too.
No, that's great. Guys, we cover everything, and especially if you're salon owners, this would be great for you. But if you're solo and you're like, well, this all sounds like it's salon ownership, it's not. Actually, really, most of us really come to the class in mind that we want this to apply to both solo artists and salon owners.
So it's like a foundation.
Yeah.
It's like you come here, you know what the foundation is that you need to set up, whether you're solo or a salon.
Yeah, it's like good best practices for any business operator. So don't worry, you will not be sitting in the room going, oh, this section is not for me. By the way, most lash artists I know at some point want to have a salon or a business or something bigger than just them working in a room. So, you know, if you come and you're still solo, don't worry. It'll give you a lot of the tools that you might need to be thinking about for the future too.
If you are a solo lash artist working for yourself, whether you like it or not, you're running a business.
Yeah.
you running a business, the worst part is no one is coming if it drowns. So no. Make sure that you do all the things that you're supposed to. Yeah. It's so much harder to work for yourself than work for someone else because you just clocked in and clocked out and you're done.
Yeah.
And the owner left to pave the way or hold a bucket doesn't really matter. But if you work for yourself, which majority of the lash artists do, they work for themselves, need to know these skills.
Exactly. All right. Well, where can people go and costs and you have the dates? I don't know if you have the dates in front of you.
Let me pull up the date. So the cost for the online class is $199. It is on our website. It took us a minute to put them on our website, but you can go on our website and buy them. And then for the in-person class,
it's May 6th or the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Reno. So it's cool. If you've never been to Reno, Reno is a really, I think, special little place. It's known as the biggest little city
in the world. And so. I know that because I used to be a Reno Air flight attendant.
Yes, that's right.
And then, and it has like Lake Tahoe is really close to it. So we have May 6th and May 8th, and we have November 4th and November 6th.
Yeah, 4th through the 6th.
So it's going to be 3 days from 9:30 to 5:30. And the cost of the class is $1,000. You are going to have, I think, 6 instructors, and it'll be 3 days. And you walk away with like a Slack box and a personalized plan for your social media marketing mate, Caitlin. And if you go to the in-person class, we give you access to the online class as well. So if you want to have like a refresh of, hey, I don't remember this, or this is a lot of information and you want to rewatch it, you can have them. And it's really cool to come and hang out with a lot of us. We learn a lot from lash artists too. And that's how we learn how to serve the lash industry, learning about all the things that you guys would wish were different or how we can help. So come join us.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'll put in the show notes so you can go see it. And I think you should definitely come and plan a couple extra days, go to like the Tahoe, relax, enjoy the surroundings, the serene surroundings, this beautiful space, and then hang out with us for 3 days. And it will be great. Also, you also get a certificate too, which I know for a lot of people, it's cool when you're done to have that certificate put on your wall, let you know that you've learned this stuff, and then stay in touch afterwards so that we can see how you do.
Paul, I have one question. I feel like because I organized this, so it would not be unbiased for me to answer this question. Would you recommend a brand owner to take this class?
Definitely so. If you're a brand, especially some of the smaller brands who are still trying to get their feet wet and trying to figure things out, because it really does cover, especially the HR, the structure.
The finances as well, the how to set up the corporation and how to do those things. That was incredibly valuable.
Yeah. The marketing, Caitlin's marketing.
I think it's amazing that you would open that up to other lash brands.
Yeah.
I think to me, that means that you really are for the industry because it is unbiased. In some ways, you're going to be able to see how you guys run things. It might be an insight.
It's a little peek behind the curtain of what makes PLA run with a lash cast, a flavor.
Yeah. I'm actually blown away that you would offer that to other brands because I think that it's for only $1,000, that's crazy.
Yeah. 3 days.
It's like a degree, getting a little degree.
Yeah.
And as usual, all the money that we make from classes go into Let Paris Pay Your Bills. We don't make any money from it. And that goes back to the lash industry for all of our lash artists. So I'm really excited. And you guys come.
Yeah. Any reason.
Any reason
to come and hang out in Reno with you guys. By the way, the airport's easy to get in and out. If you really want to go gambling, because it is in Nevada, so you can go gamble. We don't gamble, but you can go lose all your money that you
hard-earned.
Jeff would disapprove, but yes.
Yeah, don't come and gamble and learn that. But if you have to, I guess that it's there if you want. It's a great area. We love it. And good people. Everyone at PLA it's a very generous company. And they have so much to offer, and you'll learn a lot from them. I know I'm looking forward to doing it, and hopefully we'll see more people doing similar things like this too in our industry, where business is really become. Literally 6 years ago, no one ever talked about business; it was like non-existent. So this is a good step in the right direction. All right, cool. Well, where do they go? I'm just guessing PLA.com, or where do they go find the class?
PLAPro.com. If you go on there and click on the in-person class and scroll all the way down, I think it's like the third class down, it'll say master class in person, and it'll have the date choose on there. So you can just go on there, and then you can use Afterpay. You can use any of the payment. There's a few different payment plans on our website that you can use. So it'll be fairly affordable.
Awesome. So yeah, hopefully we will see you there. Otherwise, thank you so much, Rochelle. Oh, it's always, it's a pleasure to hang out and chat, and we'll probably chat soon again, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Paul and Tess, for having me. And I look forward to seeing you guys in Reno.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, that's a wrap. We are done. We are out of here. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Please follow us on Instagram at LashCast and The Lash Conference. And remember to subscribe, share, and review. On behalf of my Lash Snow Angel Tustany, as well as our special guest Michelle, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen. Keep on lashing, and remember, you're a friend in the lash industry.